Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Congressman Leonard Lance is a Republican congressman representing New Jersey's 7th Congressional District. Congressman, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me, Todd.
I'd like to read the statement that you made on Twitter yesterday, Congressman. It says, Mr. President, there is only one side against white supremacists, neo-Nazis, anti-Semites, and the KKK. They have no place in America or the GOP. Beyond that tweet, Congressman, what's your message to the president?
My message is that we have to work together and make sure that society moves forward, and certainly there is no place in the United States for white supremacists or neo-Nazis or anti-Semites or those who belong to the KKK. These are reprehensible groups, and they should be condemned.
Now, the problem, Congressman, that I see with your tweet, or not with your tweet, but with its ramifications, that there does seem to be a place in the GOP for some of these groups, at least according to the leader of your party and his statements yesterday.
I have been a Republican my whole adult life, and I believe the Republican Party should be the party of Abraham Lincoln, and I have identified myself as an Eisenhower Republican, and that is the Republican Party that I know, and it's the Republican Party to which I belong.
So if that, Congressman, is the Republican Party to which you belong, and I'm quite sure that you believe that, what should you do about it? There is a tendency in these situations, and we've seen other situations where the president has said incendiary things, where members of Congress say they're troubled by the president's words or they don't like it or he shouldn't say them, and then we move on. Is this different?
I think that we have an obligation to speak out and to indicate where we stand. I will support this president or as I supported President Obama when I thought they were right, and where I thought they were wrong, I will not support them. And I certainly do not support any toleration of these hate groups.
But do you think that members of Congress or members of the president's party should now take some action? Do you think that Speaker Ryan should speak out more forcefully?
I think the speaker has spoken out, but perhaps we should have hearings regarding various hate groups in the United States. I would imagine that would be for the Judiciary Committee, but certainly there is no place in our society for these hate groups.
Still, Congressman, it raises the question of whether Republicans who find the president's words so abhorrent and his opinions apparently about both sides in a racist confrontation would do anything about it. Would you support a censure motion in the House? Would you vote for one?
I hope that the president will speak again as he spoke on Monday to indicate that there is no place in our society for these groups. And I would like to make sure that he moves in that direction, and I urge him to move in that direction.
But part of the problem, Congressman, with the statement on Monday, and I think you saw this too, a lot of people liked that statement. The president made it on teleprompter, very scripted, and then left the room. And then yesterday at Trump Tower, the president was off script. He wasn't even supposed to take questions. And he really spent some time talking about what he really thinks. Don't you think that's right?
Certainly, he was not on a teleprompter at Trump Tower. And I have no objection to having presidents speak from a teleprompter, but you're right that he was not on a teleprompter when he spoke at Trump Tower.
Well, the question isn't really about the teleprompter itself, as you know, Congressman. It's about when the president makes a calibrated statement from the White House that's delivered to him by staff, which is what presidents do, and then 48 hours later or a day later undoes it all when he's off script and when he's speaking from the heart.
I believe that the president should move in the direction I have suggested, as have others. And I was pleased with the statement of Senator McCain and of Governor Romney. And certainly I associate myself with those statements and with others in the Republican Party in Congress and out.
So, Congressman Lance of New Jersey, where's the point then where it's too far for members of the Republican Party like you. You say you're still willing to support the president when you think he's right. At the same time, you're tweeting to all of America, implying that the president is on the wrong side of racism and on the wrong side of anti-Semitism and white supremacy. Does there come a point, where is the point, where a Republican member of Congress would decide that they made a mistake in having Donald Trump as the head of their party?
I had supported Governor Christie as to be the Republican nominee last year. I'm from New Jersey, and I know Governor Christie. I think last year's presidential race was not edifying on either side, and I indicated where I thought Mr. Trump was wrong in various aspects, including, for example, his criticisms of a very fine judge of Mexican ancestry in Indiana and the Access Hollywood matter. I also thought that Hillary Clinton should not have said that half of Donald Trump's supporters are deplorable. I don't think the contest in 2016 will go down as a second Lincoln-Douglas race, and I hope that the president will move in the direction I have suggested, and I will continue to speak out where I think he's wrong.
So it sounds like pretty clearly, Congressman Lance, that if the president can get back to his scripted message of Monday, that you are willing to keep supporting his agenda.
I support a portion of his agenda. I did not vote for the health care bill in the House. I did not think that it was moving in the right direction. And I'm a member of what is known as the Problem Solvers Caucus, and it's completely bipartisan. Half of us are members of the Republican Party, half in the Democratic Party. And I would hope the White House would look at the proposal we have put forth to stabilize the individual market in the health care issue. And I hope, Todd, we can move to tax reform. That is an important issue. And I want diplomacy to work regarding North Korea and other hot spots across the globe. I hope that the president will move in that direction. And where he doesn't, I will be critical.
So it sounds then, Congressman Lance, you know, a lot of people are wondering today what other people in power, people like Republican congressmen, are going to do about what they see coming from the White House and a president who equivocates and sanctions both sides of a racist confrontation. And I have to say, it sounds from our conversation like the answer is pretty much nothing.
I respectfully disagree, Todd. I think it might be appropriate to hold hearings on extremist groups in the United States, like the KKK and neo-Nazis and anti-Semitic groups. This disturbs me greatly, and I would favor hearings in that regard, both in the House and the Senate.
So hearings may be scheduled. We'll have to see. You know, Congressman, there are 10 Confederate statues in the U.S. Capitol. They're in Statuary Hall. They're all around the building. Do you think those statues should go?
I certainly think that's a possibility, and I can distinguish between George Washington and Thomas Jefferson on one hand, and Jefferson Davis or John C. Calhoun on the other, and I don't know precisely the statues in the building, but I certainly can distinguish between these figures in American history, and I think that might indeed be appropriate, as you have suggested.
Congressman Leonard Lance, Republican of New Jersey's 7th Congressional District. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Todd.